Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Psulim Hakdash, and the laws of the invalidations that relate to Karbanos and the Seif Avodah, which, continuing the theme of the previous Perek, which we discussed regarding Chatas HaMeses, the certain carbon sin offerings that have to be left to die, in this Perek we discuss similar regarding the monies of that were designated for the Chatois and the Ashem, which have similar halachas. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, continuing on the same type of theme as we started the previous Perek. Hamafish mo'is lechatos v'meis. Someone separated monies for his chatos and he dies. So the monies are thrown into the Dead Sea, and the reason for that is because just like chatos shemeis abala, when you actually separated the animal, that it's left to die. Here we don't want people to stumble because it's prohibited, so we throw it to the Yam HaMelech. And b'chein hamafish mo'is lechatos v'abdu. So to the other case, let's say he separated monies for his chatos and they got lost. Vikur chatos tachtein, and then you sacrifice another chatos in place of them. And when nimtza mois achar kapar, which the Rambam explained in the previous parak, it depends all at the time of the atonement. And you find the monies after the atonement. Again, yechul yam melech, you throw it to the Dead Sea. Halacha beis. Hefesh mois lachatos of avdu. Let's say he separated monies for his chatos and they got lost. Vehefesh mois achar tachtein, and then you separate other monies to take their place. Velahispik likben chatos, and you didn't get a chance yet with the replacement monies to buy the chatos. Atche nimtza mois rishonis, and you found the original monies. So you have a me'ilu me'ilu chatos. So, which is similar to like we explained regarding the chatzas, just again, here it's like a one step before, because just the money is not the actual animal. So you have the money, say you take both monies, and you bring a chatzas from it. Bashar, which obviously a private leftover money, is jibul and dava, is used for, in the dava, for the oila satzibar. Halacha gimel. Let's say hifesh mois lachatos of abdu. He separated monies for his chatzas, and they got lost. Okay, hifesh chatzas tachten. Separated, another chatzas take its place. And not monies, like in the previous halacha, but he separated an animal to take its place. And you didn't get a chance to sacrifice that replacement animal until you found the original monies. Now, moreover, the replacement one actually ends up having a blemish. So you sell that replacement blemish one, and you bring from those funds of both of them a chatas, and the rest is used for a nedava. Let's say somebody's a sin offering, a chatas, and they got lost. So it's all deviations of this halacha of monies, whether only monies, or monies and animal, or animal and monies. So here, the replacement, he didn't replace an animal, he separated monies to take its place. And he didn't get a chance to purchase with those funds an animal, until he found his original chatas, but it's blemished. Okay, timacher, so you sell that blemished original one. If you have a me'il chatas, and again, you bring from these both of the funds together a chatas, and the rest is used for a carbon tzibur of a nedava. Halacha hey, let's say hifrish ne tziburi mois lachrais. Let's say he had actually two different piles because of insurance purposes. I need this for my chatas. He separated a separate pile for his chatas too. So miskaba echemhem. So you get your tumor with one of them. Vashin yiblendava, and the second pile of monies for the funds are used for a nedava, again, just like when hifrish ne chatos lachrais. Halacha vav. Mavish chatasa, if someone separates his karma chatas, oy dimei chatasa. So this is both these parakim, or the monies of his chatas. Now he thought that he was obligated in the karma chatas. The nimtza shein chayv turns out that he actually was not chayiv. So actually, the animal or the monies are going to be unconsecrated because that's what's called hektish, but it was erroneous sanctification. And he didn't sanctify it for any other purposes but his obligation, which turns out he was not obligated. And therefore, the animal or the funds were not sanctified. Let's say hifreshtaim or dimeshtaim. Let's say he separated two or the monies of two. Ugusavashu chayv shtaim because he thought he's chayv for two karbanos chatas. V'nim shein chayv al achas. Turns out he's only chayv in one. So yavi achas, he brings one of them. But v'ashayib l'nedava, the rest here will be used for a nedava. We don't say that it's chulin. The reason why that is because sanctity actually does take effect on the other one because he didn't specify which is which. So although only one he has to bring and not the other one, but ultimately there is a sanctity on the other one, therefore use it as a nedava. Halacha zayin. Someone takes money in one shot in his hand. The leather he was gathering coin by coin until he had a whole pile of coins. V'amani says, "Elu of them hen chatasi. These I'm going to bring from them my sin offering." So the extra money that's more than what he needs for the carbon is chulin because he only sanctified what he needs according to the value of the carbon, which is from those funds. And mechein yerali, so to say, the Rambam, it appears to me, shadu v'kavachoyim v'shar karbanos, that the same halach would apply by all other karbanos, shamoy sechulim, that the leftover funds, in the case that we just described, would be chulim, because a chatzas is coming to atone for a sin. Maybe he wouldn't have in mind to enhance his obligation, because he's afraid of a sin, in contrast by an adava, for sure it's kavachoyim, that the excess would be considered as a chulim. Now, halach ches continues regarding this halach of chatzas, but not regarding an animal or regarding a bird, as we spoke about, but rather it's going to be regarding that of the mincha, of the flower offering. So mafish mo'is l'minchas kolektiv. Someone separates funds for his sinir flower offering, which a certain situations are that he brings a mincha, ve'hevi mehem minchasa, and he brings from those funds his flower offering. Oy shehifish minchas kolektiv by sir, or you know, he actually separated the flower offering itself for his sin offering, and he has left over flour more than what he needs. Hamoisu yavi minchas nedava, the excess, either of the funds or of the flour itself, he's going to bring as a mincha of a donation, like all leftover chatas, that you bring the leftovers as a nedava. Now, avol moisa asir sa'efer shel kohen gadol, but in contrast, the leftovers of the flour offering of the tenth of the eifa of the kohen gadol, she'ya chavitin, which is the chavitin that brings every single day, that leftovers yirkov, it's left to rot. And mechim moisa lechem toid, the moisa lechem shel nazir, so do the leftovers of the breads of the toid, the leftovers of the bread of the nazir, yirkov, it's left to rot, because we don't find bread that's sacrificed by itself, only as an addition to a carbon, and here you don't need it, and therefore there's nothing to do with it. In contrast, the flour of the mincha you could bring as nedava, so therefore the excess you'll bring as a mincha's nedava. Umaisa d'mei nesachav, and the leftovers of the monetary proceeds that were to use for the libations, yipulin nedava, so that you actually use for a carbon nedava, those funds, because nesachim are kachim, which has a lach like moisa chatzis nashim, which moisa chatzis ashim, the leftovers you use as nedava. And Kfar Bi'an B'Shkolim, we already explained in the Hilchas Shkolim, Paragim Alocha Yudgimel, Shemaisa Shkolim, when you have leftover of the Shkolim, which they collect, the Machzah Shekel from every Jew, that the leftovers are, Chulin, are going to be as unconsecrated. Halacha Tes continues on the leftovers, the Halacha that we're discussing now, but as it relates to Kinim, which then we get into a whole discussion regarding the Kinim, the pairs of birds that certain individuals have as their carbon. So Meiser, the excess of Kini Zav, which Azav, he has his purification process. He has to bring a pair of birds. One's a chatas and one is a oila. Or kinizavis, or that of the female, has to bring a pair of birds. Or kinieldis, or the pair of birds that a woman who gave birth has to bring. Chatais va'ashamais, the sin offerings and the guilt offerings, all those types. Meisesem yiblan dava, like we spoke about chatas and nashim, but we're adding on these also. Their excess, which is more than what they need, is yiblan dava, the proceeds go for a oilas tibra of nadava, and v'yikar oilas, and we sacrifice oilas kamesh bran, like we already explained many times in this parak, in the previous parak. Meiser oila, if someone separates funds for oilas nadava, and he purchases an animal, and he has leftover funds, so that's la oila. He's going to purchase from those funds another oila, and the second one's also going to be a nadava of the individual. In contrast to the leftovers of the chatzal ashram, in the previous case we spoke about, where the meiser is an oila of nedavas of a tzibur, here it's considered the leftover is brought for the same thing that originally was going to bring it for. So to, let's say, meiser shlam, let's say you have excess of a shlam, you bring the excess l'shlam as a shlam. Meiser mincha leftover mincha, l'mincha is brought as a mincha. Meiser pesach leftover pesach, bring the shlam as a shlam, because the leftover pesach is qualified as a shlam. Meiser nazirim, if let's say they collected funds for karbanos for many nazirim, and after they bought, there's still leftover funds, so then it's the nazirim. You purchase karbanos for other nazirim. Meis nazir, let's say the leftover that they collected for this one individual nazir. Meis nazir, it's brought for that nazir. Now, when we say this, shemaisa chatas l'nedava, that we said in the prior halachas, that the leftovers of a chatas is brought as a nedava for the tzibur, that's b'chatas kavua. That's by a permanent chatas, which has one type of a carbon as its carbon. Av mishu chay b'carbon el b'yarin. But let's say regarding a chatas, which is what's called an up and down carbon, which actually depends on the person's financial status, if he brings an animal, or bird, or flower offering, so there, it's the halacha is different. If shehifish mois l'chatas behema behani, let's say he separated monies for his animal chatas, but then he became poor. So maybe tachtein oif, so instead of that, he brings a bird carbon, m'chal nal oif, and he takes the proceeds and he deconsecrates on the birds, the other man, and then he could use the funds. V'chein hifish demei oif behani, let's say he separated the middle category of that of birds, and he became even poorer. Maybe tachtim a serious eifa, then in place of them he brings the tenth of the eifa of the flour offering, which is the cheapest one, the chala moisala, and he takes the funds that he had separated for birds, he deconsecrates on that, the only man that could have benefit from that, there it's not going to be as a, the moister is going to be as a nadav for the tzibur. No, he used it for himself. The halachim el yod is different. Halacha yud. Hifish behema, specifically if he separated an animal, enough b'mum, and vab's a blemish. So this is a classic halacha of, if it has a blemish to macher, it's sold. And then you could bring in its monetary proceeds the bird. And this is related to what we're saying regarding the carbon of the yard. But let's say he separated a bird carbon and it became invalid, developed a blemish, which birds don't have that, but they have different disqualifications. No, you cannot bring in its proceeds a tenth of an eifer. Meaning, before we speak about the monies, here we're talking about the actual creature itself. So by an animal, okay, that's the same thing. You could do the same thing we said in the previous halacha regarding the funds. By a bird, you can't. You can't now do the same exchange and now, oh, dude, you lost money and you're going to bring the cheaper carbon of the tenth of eifer, shame like pigeon. Because you cannot redeem a bird carbon, like we explained in the halachas of Yisur Mizbech, Pregabam Halacha Talad. And therefore, unlike the monies that you could do, like we said in the previous halacha, with the bird itself, you can't do that. Halacha Yidalf. Kolchaya bikina shabatayra. All the obligatory pairs of birds that are mentioned in the Torah, which the halacha is that one should be a chatah, one should be an oila, let's say someone separated the funds for the pair of birds that they have to bring. Ratz, if the person wants to bring from all those funds, chatas eif levada, only the eif of the chatas, not the oila one also, yavi, he could bring that. Ratz lahav ben oila eif levada, yavi, let's say he wants to bring from those funds only the oila eif, he could bring it. And then he has to bring the other one from somewhere else. Now, even if he said, oh, these are my chatas monies and these are my oila monies, still, yesh le arv ha-mois, he can mix the monies together, v'likich ben ke'echad, and he can bring it either at once, chatas ve'lasa, his chatas and oila, or likich b'chol chatas oila, or to take from all the funds, either the chatas or the oila. Why is that? She'ena kinin misparshis, because the pair of birds do not become specified which one is going to be the chatas, which is going to be the oila, to say, hey, you can't switch anymore. That's eilu b'likichas b'ayim, it's either only at the time of when he actually makes the purchase, not when you set aside the funds, so we don't care what you say when you set aside the funds. Oy basi is coin. Well, let's say he didn't specify when you bought it. When the coin's bringing it, he can then decide. Those are the only two times that are kaveya that establish its status. Alachi base, not lafikach. Therefore, because a person is allowed to go ahead and take from those funds, even though essentially it was the monies that were for chatas oila, but he could purchase from it only the oila. So different hifrish mois lekinen stam. Let's say if he separated the monies for the pairs of birds unspecified, the mace, and he died. So then all those monies that were unspecified could be brought as a nedava, and that is, it doesn't get qualified like the funds of a chata shemisa bailam that you have to go and throw it to the Yamamelech. Sharkun run love oil, like we said in the previous halacha, all of it to, if he wanted to, bring it as an oil. Now, halacha yigimel, misha yimachuv chatas, like someone was obligated in the chatas. Vaman, he says, haray ala oil, related halacha, but different case. And he also had an obligation to bring an oil. And he says, let this be on me an oil. And then he separated funds. And he said, this is for my obligation. Now he didn't specify which obligation he's talking about for the chatz of the oila. Now, and both are obligations on him. So, if he wants to bring from it his animal for his chatz, he can bring it. If he wants to bring from his oil, he can bring it. Now, and this is where it's different than the previous halacha. If let's say he died and he left him with the monies, then the monies actually have to be thrown to the yamelch. The reason for that is because here we're in doubt. What he meant, did he mean the chatzah oila when he said it's for my chayva? Now, because of the doubt, has to be thrown to the Yamamelech, because when he dies, he never revealed to us what his intention was. But when he brings from the funds a chatzah oila, he's revealing his intention, what he meant, l'chaybasi. So that he could do. But we don't know. In contrast to Bibis Halacha, it doesn't have any designation whatsoever, and therefore it could be qualified as an oila, and therefore we said it's going to be read as nadav. In contrast over here, where it has to be thrown to the Yamamelech.